Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Jesse Rauch, president of the nonprofit Friends of Screen on the Green. And Jesse, when I heard the news today that HBO and Comcast were discontinuing this thing, my heart sunk. It's my favorite DC summer tradition.
Oh, I completely understand. We are heartbroken as well. It's been a 17-year-old tradition for so many people. And the last 7 years since we ran our first campaign to save Screen on the Green have only been 7 wonderful years. Yeah. So we are also distraught.
So the in case our listeners don't know, explain when your nonprofit was founded, and I assume that at least I'm aware there were several attempts maybe that this thing might get canceled in the past, and you guys have sort of kept it alive. So sort of explain when your group founded and sort of the mission.
Sure. Back in 2009, we heard news that HBO was going to be canceling, Screen on the Green, one of the most critical events of our summer landscape, and made me very unhappy, made a couple people unhappy. So we started a Facebook group back then, and little did we know that it was going to gain thousands and thousands of followers. And we figured at that point we had some momentum and an opportunity to do some grassroots organizing. And we turned that into an email campaign that we to convince HBO that this was a really special part of our summer. We, in 2009 when this happened, we actually ended up being successful. We saved Screen on the Green just by using, email and Facebook. This was all before change.org, before you can actually send a petition in an easy way. But we made it work. We did it. And since then, Screen in the Green has remained on the mall with HBO, and at the time, Comcast came in to help them. So that's really, we emerged as just a campaign to save it, and then we still wanted to continue to support and be a part of the community and foster it. So we emerged as a 501c3 nonprofit, Friends of Screen on the Green.
Nice. Is it all volunteers, or how does that work?
We are all volunteers. Our budget is a couple $100 a year, just really to cover our web costs to keep the website alive.
Right.
But we do try to do, we've done some special events and happy hours and other community-based things to, keep people connected.
Right. Is there obviously I know you don't work for HBO or Comcast, but what's your understanding of why they came to that decision?
We knew that in 2009 it was a financial issue, and that hasn't changed. It became a financial question. It's about an allocation of resources. And so the powers that be over at HBO and Comcast at some point recently elected to not support Screen on the Green here in Washington, D.C., to, of course, 650,000 stateless people's, unhappiness.
Our chagrin, yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any idea, just off the top of your head, of what something like that, what that operation costs to put on? I mean, are you paying for the film rights? Or are they paying for the screen? Break sort of down the costs that might be involved in that.
Yeah, so, we haven't done any real hard cost analysis because HBO took on most of the production over the last 17 years. But what we do know is the hard costs were really the production side of the house. So, the projector, the screen, the speakers, and making sure that was put in place. But also, the National Park Service requires a lot to put on an event on the National Mall. So you're looking at everything from EMS to police to cleanup, but also cost recovery to make sure that the grass can be repaired if there's any damage to it. So those all add up to a pretty penny, just to make sure that we can hold in such a prestigious place.
And obviously, you guys aren't charging admission to this thing. It's free. You come lay on the mall. So they're not recouping money that way. So, I guess in the end they decided not to. But we're all bummed out. I mean, that especially not only the movies, but the little dance we did before.
Yeah.
How did that thing start?
You know, that's funny because it's actually a dispute from what we know. We once tried to find out where the dance came from, and there's a dispute on whether it started in New York or it started in D.C. because there actually is HBO does run a Screen on the Green in New York City as well. So, you know, I'd like to say that we were first, and it was our dance, and that was something that was important to D.C.
Gotcha. And just give me a rundown, you know, just now that we're sort of looking back memory lane, you know, run through some of the movies that have played there over the years, some of the ones that stand out for you. I mean, God, I'm trying to think. I've seen more than I can remember, but I vividly remember E.T. and Psycho and Butch and Sundance. You know, give me some of the highlights that you remember.
Oh, gosh. I mean, Karate Kid to Willy Wonka. Superman was one that I remember really, really well. Mm-hmm. We've had James Bond with Goldfinger, mm-hmm. Bonnie and Clyde, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Mm-hmm. You know, watching the spaceship fly over, it's almost like it's flying
over the Capitol almost, and Devil's Tower at the same time.
Yeah, so, you know, there's just been, you know, so many wonderful, wonderful movies, from musicals to dramas to comedies to... You know, just all classics. And so, you know, that's going to be really hard to beat moving forward.
What is, this is the whole purpose of your nonprofit, you know, to support it. And now that it's been canceled, I mean, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to fight to try to, you know, get someone else to sponsor something to get it to come back? And what are the chances of that?
Yeah, I mean, I personally am cautiously optimistic that we might find someone with a warm heart to come in and help us out and save Screen on the Green again.
Angel investor somewhere in D.C.?
Yeah, well, you know, between 2009 and 2016, there's been a lot of changes in the economy of D.C. Mm-hmm. The tech community has grown incredibly. We've got some great companies here that probably, you know, this might be something that they want to give back to their hometown. If that's what they want to do, they should definitely be in touch. And we do have some people that have already reached out to us to try to do some of that legwork to identify people that might have that money. But if that doesn't happen, you know, we fought a fight and had a great run for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for the members of my board and other people stepping up in 2009, we wouldn't have had Screen on the Green from then. The fact that we were able to have HBO and Comcast bring it to us from 2009 to 2016, those extra 7 years, you know, I am grateful for that. And I'm hoping, I'm cautiously optimistic that this won't be the last one, but, you know, we'll have to roll and see what happens.
Yeah, what can our listeners, if they're hearing this, sort of, you know, what can they do to pitch in? I know there's like an email, I saw on the website there's an email they can send, you know, ideas on how to bring it back.
Sure. But
yeah, what, you know, tell us how we can take action.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two ways to make sure that one person's informed about what's going on is definitely go to our website, friendsofscreenonthegreen.org, and get on our mailing list, because that's where we're going to make any announcements to make sure that people know what's going on. But also, if anyone has an idea or a connection or a lead, email us at president@friendsofscreenonthegreen.org, and that's where we can help, you know, connect people to each other and make sure that this you know, doesn't go away. We're really, you know, looking for ideas on what is, you know, again, it's an indelible landmark event for our summers.
Definitely. Is there, are you guys, I mean, just, you know, I guess to look on the bright side, so we're not all completely bummed out all summer. I know there's a lot of other places around mm-hmm. the D.C. that show outdoor movies. I'll be including sort of a roundup of all that in the lineups, the schedule in the piece tomorrow as well. But is there anything on your guys' part while, you know, meanwhile you're trying to fight to get the National Mall back up? Do you guys also partner with any of the other local festivals or the outdoor screenings?
We haven't traditionally, of course, that we are all, you know, everyone does such a good job with all their different festivals around the area. so that, you know, if someone finds one that they really like, they should continue to patronize those and enjoy them and all the wonderful themes that they have going on. You know, I saw, you know, Green on the Green was the one that came first mm-hmm. and started it all. And, you know, in a way, it's, you know, that the children of Screen on the Green will continue on in our neighborhoods. So, you know, we love seeing just a vibrant film, you know, appreciation in the district. It just, it's another sign of how vibrant of a culture we have here.
Explain sort of just, and I know we've gotten a lot of into, you know, the logistics of the operating costs and stuff, but take a step back and let's just talk more of the broader cultural, you know, void that it filled. You know, what was sort of the, you know, what's something, what's special about, you know, not only being able to, you know, go out with all your friends and all that, but just sort of the maintaining, you know, introducing these classics to a new generation. That, speak to that sort of thing. Why was this cultural important thing in D.C. every summer?
Yeah, I mean, Screen on the Green is important for so many reasons. You know, one is, of course, the films. This was a continuous celebration of great American cinema. These were always classic films that many of us grew up with, or our parents grew up with, or even our grandparents grew up with. And to have that connection backwards is, you know, that creates a thread for, you know, our society. You know, there are so many quotes that we say today that were in a movie at some point, and the values that we teach to, you know, each other and our own kids, you know, come from these movies. So, you know, that they are so important to what it means to be an American. And I mean, just to, you know, tie it to, you know, we have an upcoming election. You know, I think a lot of our candidates can learn something from some of the uplifting tales that are on, that were told during Screen on the Green. But it wasn't always just about the films. It was probably just as much about people coming together, thousands of people coming together on the mall in the nation's front yard to say, you know, we're here, we love being here, we appreciate the freedoms we have, and we love being together. You know, and I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss seeing the people that I saw only during Screen on the Green. The same people were there every year, and there was a small little cohort of people who would just say hi to each other and share food and, you know, make sure your towel didn't blow away and things like that. So these are all, you know, going to be sorely missed.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we can all, I will try to be a cautious optimist like you were, and hopefully someone else can step up and get this thing revived. But in the meantime, keep up the good fight. We'll keep up the good memories of all of it. Let's, you know, everyone, all the listeners, hit up the, you know, join the mailing list and hit up the website, send your ideas into the email, and we'll figure out, try to get this sucker back, because I love it.
Yes, we hope we get there. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.